First Kings chapter 17, we're going to go to verse 2. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kereth Ravine, east of the Jordan. You will drink from the brook, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there. So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kereth Ravine, east of the Jordan, and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. So the prophet Elijah, God told him, go there. Go there. And God told him to go and sit there and wait until further instructions, right? God also didn't just leave him there without any food or water. God supplied everything for him with ravens. Ravens were coming down and bringing him food. That is pretty amazing. How many of you guys have ever had a raven bring you food? Nobody? That's pretty amazing. That is pretty awesome, okay? I was in Flagstaff, and I tried to get a picture of these ravens up there, and they were like bigger than cats. They were bigger than cats, and they were at this chevron, and they were just grabbing all the food out of the trash can and making a big old mess. I mean, they were just tipping the trash can over and everything. And it was big old trash cans. And they were huge. They were huge. It's like, God, those things are huge, God. But this is the amazing part, okay? Elijah, he's a prophet for God. He's a servant of the Most High. And he does what God tells him to do. Now, if you keep on reading, right after that, God told him, go to this woman, and she will supply food for you also. And I've already preached on that one of the Sundays. I've already preached on that, but I'll give you a little piece what happens next. So he goes to this woman, and he tells her, can you bring me something to eat and some water? She tells the man, I have nothing but just a little bit. And I'm going to make some bread for me and my son, and we're going to die. We're going to die. That's all we have. We're just going to eat that. I'm going to make it, and we're going to die. That's all we have. I just have a little bit of flour. I'm going to make a little bit of bread, and that's it. So he tells the woman, how dare he watch this. He tells her, make that as you were going to, but bring it to me. Bring it to me. And God will supply. Now, that's a big leap of faith for the woman, right? They were in a big drought. Elijah had told the people that there wouldn't be no more rain or anything until God said. Until God gave him the word, there was not going to be any more rain, any more thing. So nothing was growing. No crops, no nothing, okay? Nothing. And so that was it. That was it. There wasn't food. There wasn't anything. So he tells this woman to do that. And so she had to take the leap of faith, and she did it. And when she did that, guess what happened? Her jar of flour would never go empty. God was creating miracles in her house, and she was able to eat and keep on going and keep on going. And every time she would go in her jar, there was more and more and more. Somehow, some way, God was providing miraculously in her house. See, it is amazing because you have to understand something. When God calls, he always provides. When God calls you to do something, he will always provide. He will always provide you with the tools. God always gives you, if he tells you you can do something, and maybe you don't have the things, then he's going to give you favor. Whether it's at a job, place, or wherever you may go, he will give you his favor. a lot of the times we like to make excuses and say, oh, well, I can't. It's too hard. It's just, I don't know. Quit making excuses. God has given you his favor. The blessing is already stored for you. He has already prepared the blessing for you. You just have to move and walk into it. You just have to listen to his directions and instructions. God always prepares the blessings for us. We do not get there and then he makes the blessings. The blessings are already there and he takes you into that place. Somebody's saying, are you sure, Pastor? I don't know about it. Listen, watch this. Let's take it back to the very beginning. What happens at the very beginning? God created the world. God created the animals. God created the rivers. He created the mountains. He created everything, the universe. He created everything. And then he created a garden for Adam and Eve. A beautiful place. Now, they already had everything. So before God placed them there, he had already placed his blessings there. The blessings were already there. God's prepared blessings. Do you know you have prepared blessings from God? Tell your neighbor, you have prepared blessings from God. Well, how do we get them? How do we get them? Right? That's what everybody's saying. How do we get them? I want the blessings. You have to be obedient. We have to stick close to him. We have to listen to his instructions. See, God told Elijah, go over there. And so, he had to take that leap of faith and say, okay, I'm traveling quite a bit of way, God, and I don't have anything to drink or eat, and there's nothing in the land, you know. He didn't have a lowrider. He didn't have a 4x4. He didn't have a camel, right? He was walking. He was walking with his Jesus chanclas, his sandals. But he believed in God's word. And when he got there, God supplied everything for him. With a raven, with a bird. Amen? Bird. Go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Still have that song stuck in my head. Worthy is the Lamb. You are holy. God, you're holy. God, you're good. Philippians 4, verse 19 says, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I want you to repeat after me. And my God will supply Is this thing on? Can you guys? And my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. It's yours. That is yours. Say that out loud. Believe that out loud. My God will supply all my needs according, right, to his. God owns it. He owns everything. He owns everything. There might be kings and presidents and people that think they own things and they think they're the richest and they think they're all bad and this and that. And, oh, I run the world and a bunch of rappers throwing money, letting it rain, right? But they ain't nothing to what God has. As a matter of fact, God is letting them breathe in the place he has put for a time. So it is nothing for God. God owns everything. And if he says he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, all your needs, right? He supplied all their needs when they went to get their car fixed. They didn't know how they were going to have the money. They didn't have the money. That they were just believing that God was going to do it. And God did it. See, we just got to listen to God's instructions. We just got to follow his directions and say, okay, God, I don't know how this is going to play out. I'm trusting and believing in you. God is good. See? When you listen and follow God's instructions, nobody can take your blessings. Nobody can take your blessings. Ready for your blessings. I don't think you guys heard me. So I said, ready for your blessings. They're already stored for you. Okay? You just got to listen to God and keep close to God and keep on praying and keep believing and keep on walking. If he tells you to walk the straight line, then walk the straight line, because at the end of this straight line, there is your blessing. It's already there for you. You just got to walk into it. You just got to keep on going to where God is calling you to go. Nobody can take that away from you. Nobody can stop that. The devil can try to distract you, but he cannot take your blessing. Nobody else can take your blessing. It is yours. The problem that we have is we, our own selves, we delay our blessing. We delay it. How do we delay it? By not listening. Because we're like, God, I think it's this way. God's like, no, this way. God, but I want to try it this way. No, this way. But God, this looks shiny. This way. Right? We do that. We get distracted. But our blessing is there. Our blessing is waiting. God always, always has provision for our life. Always. Here's the thing. And don't get jealous. Listen, don't get jealous of other people's blessings, okay? Just don't. Throw it away. Don't get jealous, okay? If somebody gets blessed, don't say, oh, that never happens to me. No. Praise God. Say, thank you, God, that happens to them. And you know what? It's going to happen to me. Don't get jealous, okay? Don't get jealous. You know, some people get jealous of other people's stuff, right? But let me tell you something. You know, people that get jealous of me being a pastor. But listen, you don't have the dedication and the anointing and the hard work that I've put to do that. Don't get jealous. God has a different blessing for your life. Everybody can't do the same thing. I can't do what you do. You guys have a ton of jobs and different situations that you guys do. I can't. I know this, okay? I know this. Mechanic is not for me. Okay? It is not for me. Okay? And I'll tell you a true story. I had a little Hyundai. It was back in I bought it at the auction. If somebody passed me, it would push me. Whoa. Like just wind will hit me, it'll just swerve me all over the place. It's like if I was driving in a cardboard. And so one day, I could do this. Mechanic. I'll put an alternator in myself. I know how to do this. Impacted. Everything was so there. I'd get stuff and I'd try to move it and I nicked all my knuckles and hands and I grabbed the baseball bat and just started hitting the car over and over and over. I'm buying a new car. I couldn't do it. A little bit wiser, man. So mechanics is not, I'll tell you that. I have questions for you. I don't. I might help you change a tire. That's about it. But for some, might be a burden for others. So when we get jealous of somebody's blessing, don't get jealous of their blessing. It might be a burden to you. What is a blessing? If God hasn't blessed you in that way, I want you to have it that way. Your blessing is somewhere else. Don't get jealous. Praise God when somebody else gets a blessing. Give him some praise. Say, hallelujah, I praise you, God. You're good to him, to me. Will you do what's required to receive your blessings? The question. Follow God. That is the question. You do that. If God tells you to change some things, friends, habits, routines, something or leave something. That's sometimes he requires you some to change some routine, even some little routines of how you get up in the morning. Right? I tell my wife. Give him some praise. Get up giving him some praise. Amen. Get up listening to Caleb, everyone, whatever it might be. Okay, YouTube. YouTube has everything. Whatever. But begin to give him praise. Change your routines, habits. Whatever God tells you that is stopping you from your blessing, begin to change it. Trust him. It might be a little difficult sometimes. It might be like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, God. I don't know how I'm going to get through. This is scary. Sometimes it's scary, but it's okay. God has you. God already has you. Amen? He has you. God already has you. God will always provide you with the strength and a way. So if you're like, I don't know, I don't have the strength, and God will provide you with the strength. God will give you the strength. I don't know which way. God will give you the way. Because I am the way, the truth, and the life. Through me, follow me. Follow God. His way. Last week, we talked about a little bit of maze, and if you guys saw the video on Facebook, I tagged a bunch of you guys yesterday. And if you saw the video, you know, when we go through the maze, there's some blocks, there's some things, and there's some open doors, and sometimes you go the wrong way and things like that, right? But God always makes a way through the maze. God always makes a way through your life. Yeah, sometimes you come to a stop and it's like, oh, this was the wrong way. You know, this morning I went and picked up David so we can set up. And picked up David. And we were coming this way. What's the Lower Buckeye, right? Lower Buckeye Road from Watson. And as soon as we turned, it said, you know, says road is closed. I was like, is the road? It said the road is closed, right? I still kept it going. Baby, I think the road is closed. Nah, I don't think so. Work. I love my wife. She's like, nah, I don't think so. I'm like, I think it said it was closed back there. Yeah, it's a big sign. Yeah, it is. And so we were like making excuses. Well, maybe it's not. Some, you know, and then we got to where Verado is, and then another sign right there says, road closed ahead. It's like, nah, it doesn't look like it's closed. Kept going. Guess what? We came to a stop. The road was closed. We had to turn around. Go around the other way. Sometimes we get that. And sometimes we get the signs before we get there. Sometimes God has given us the signs. No, don't go that way. It's going to be closed. You're going to come to an end. Don't do it. I'm big old sign, right? God's like, God, is it closed? Yes, my son, it's closed. It's really closed. Are you sure, God? Because it looks like it's open. My son, it is closed. There's a big sign in front. It is closed, my son. Turn around. But God, I'm going to check this out and see if it's really closed. Because maybe they opened it. You know. Oh, it is closed. God always lets you know. We just don't. Guess what? It took us, you know, maybe 10 minutes around. We could have been here a little bit faster. See? That's the same in life. You could have got to your blessing a little bit faster if you would have listened the first time. Amen. You could have got the blessing a little bit faster. The freeway's closed. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Appreciate that. I probably would have went through to did it again. Listen, I'm hard-headed too. Amen. That's the excuse. That's the excuse to being late. Like, yeah, we're late because the road's closed. What about the other times, Mike? What about the other times? I'm just kidding, you guys. I love you guys. Amen. But that's how we are. We're a little. I know I'm a little bit hard-headed. It's taken me a long time to get to some of my blessings. Because I'm hard-headed. Plain and simple. If you don't believe it, ask my wife. She'll let you know I'm hard-headed. But listen, God provides. I heard her coughing back. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, God always provides. God provided Moses and his people a way out of the Red Sea. God provides. He provided Samson with great strength to defeat the enemies. Rides. When Elijah felt alone and said, I'm the only prophet left. There's no one, God. God sent him Elisha. It's another man, by the way, if you guys don't know. It's another prophet. He provided David with a slingshot to beat Goliath. He provided King Solomon with great wisdom to rule over the entire land. He always provides. He provides your blessings. He provides what you need. He already has it stored for you. It is there. It is up to you to walk in it. It is up to you. Can you walk away from your blessings? Sometimes you... Adam and Eve, they walked away from the blessings. They walked away. Everything was already set for them. Everything was there. God was providing everything. And they decided to disobey and do it their way. Don't let the devil tempt you. Don't let the devil trick you. Listen, he can't take your blessings away. Only you can walk away from your blessings. Only you. You have the power. The devil can only tell you, oh, no, it's better over here. Oh, no, try this. Oh, now God said, don't try that. No, try it. It's good. Don't worry about it. He's joking. No, no, no. Don't listen to those things. Listen to God. Believe in God. What God has said, it will come to pass. He's got your blessings. They're there. It's too hard. It's not going to happen. Might as well just do it my way. No, 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 no. Don't do it his way. Do it God's way. Believe in it. Whatever he has said. Sometimes it looks all difficult. It does. It truly does. But God makes the way. God always makes the way. Amen. Vision. God provides. He's a provider. Our God is a provider. He loves to have his children be blessed. He loves his children to be blessed. He loves to give blessings. You know, sometimes I tell my dogs, right? And I have like a piece of bologna or a piece of something, right? And I, come here. And they don't. Trying to give you this. I know you're going to like it. And they're like, I don't know. Mad at us because you were chasing the chickens. Well, it's kind of mad at them because they were chasing chickens. But I got over it. Now I wanted to give them something. Be good. They didn't kill the chickens this time. They didn't kill the chicken. And so I wanted to bless them with something. They're like, I don't know. And then when they finally come, then I give them. Then they get all happy, right? Sometimes that with God. He goes, come this way. Come here, children. Come to my house. Come to my house. Work this morning. Come to my house. I want to do something within your body, within your me. And we're like, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. Maybe next week, God. Maybe tomorrow. Talk to me. Maybe later, God. Maybe later. I'm kind of right now. I want you. Come to me. That's what God does. Choice. It is our choice. God always wants to bless us. I always want to see my children happy. Always. I always want to see my children blessed with a smile on their faces. Loving Father, I want to bless my children. Now, can their obedience stop their blessing? Yeah, it can. Do I want it to stop their? No, right? But there's got to be a structure. There's got to be instructions. There's got to be a way. It is up to us. We have to listen to his instructions. Follow his ways. Do it his way, and we will begin to receive our blessings. It is only us that stop us from our blessings. It is only our selfishness and our attitudes that stop us from his blessings. It is not God taking your blessing away. It is us. It is us. The blessing is there. God always provides. God always provides for you. Always. He's done it. Time after time after time to Abraham, to everybody in the Bible. Read it over and over. He always provides a way, something, food, whatever it might be, he always provides. He's done it in my life time and time after again when I didn't have no money. A check would come in the mail. when I didn't have no money and it was about to be Christmas and I had a broken down car. I didn't have a way. I didn't have anything. I was on unemployment and God, I said, God, you know, I would like to get something for my children, but if I don't, it's fine. We will bless you. We will have a great time and you have done more than enough, but if it's your will, God, then some way, somehow. And then I get a call. Hey, you want to sell your broken down car? Sure. Do you have the money right now? Yeah. How much you want? $2,000? Okay. It's broke down. It's broke down. It was an engine. Those are not easy to fix. God always provides somehow, some way. He does. But it's our attitude toward his provision that will get you there. It is your attitude towards him that will get you there. It is, God, you're good. God, I bless you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord God. I don't know how, Lord God. I don't see it, Lord God. But you know the way. Provide. Provide. Work in my life, Lord God. Amen. And let me tell you, this morning, the greatest provision for your life. The greatest provision for your life. The greatest thing that God has ever provided for your life is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He provided Jesus Christ to take your place of punishment and save you from the gates of hell. God always provides. Isn't that amazing? He loved us so much that he said, I will provide a way for you to be saved. I will provide a way for you to come to heaven with me. I didn't have to do it. I didn't deserve it. But he did it. He always provides. Amen. He provides. God always provides. That is the greatest. Now, God has an abundant blessing, but you must follow his instructions. Sometimes to move forward, you must leave some things behind. Maybe you need to leave your negative thoughts, leave the hate, leave your failures, leave your comfort zone, and take a leap of faith. Step into your blessings. God's prepared blessings. Are you for God's prepared blessings? And listen, I said, I put on there, get ready to receive. Listen, if all that I've spoken today and you don't believe that God can bless you, it will not happen. It will not happen. You must trust him. You must trust with all your heart. You must trust him with all your mind. And when the devil tells you that's a lie, you ain't never getting the blessing, you're no good. Look at who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done, who you are, where you've been. It matters who God is and what he can do. It matters who Christ is and what he can do in your life. Turn you around. He'll take a thug like me and turn him into something. A godly man. Amen. Let's stand up. I want to ask you to be ready. I want you to get ready to receive God's blessings. I want you to get ready in your mindset, in your heart, and get closer to God and follow his instructions. Leave your past failures and things that you've done wrong behind, what you might have said, what you might have done, who you might have been, just leave it behind. And I want you to step forward into your new path, your walk with God, a closer relationship.
Whatever is stopping you from receiving your blessings, begin to cry out to God and say, help me, Lord, change my ways. Help me, Lord, change this attitude. Help me, Lord, change so that I may receive your blessings. Whatever is stopping me. And if you do not know what it is, I want you to ask him what it is. And he will begin to tell it to you. Take that time right now and talk to God. Talk to him right now. Begin to worship him right now. Begin to let him show you what you need to do. What it takes. Turn it up a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes. God, we say yes to your will, Lord God. We say yes to your blessings upon this place, Lord God. We say yes to your calling, Lord God. Yes to your will, Lord God. Yes to you, Lord God. Let us walk appropriately, Lord God. Let us walk in structure, Lord God. Let us follow your instructions, Lord God. You are mighty, Lord God. Let us leave our ways behind, Lord God. Let us leave our bad attitudes, Lord God. We rebuke the wiles of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every stronghold in the name of Jesus. You are holy, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. Tell him how holy he is right now. Give him some worship right now. Give him some worship for your blessings that are about to come. Give him some worship for being such a good loving God that he provided a way out. He saved you from the gates of hell. Lord God, we pray your blessings upon this house, upon your members, Lord God, upon myself and my family, Lord God, upon each and every individual in here, Lord God. We rebuke all the tricks of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke everything that is evil. And that doesn't belong in the name of Jesus. We give all the glory to you, Lord God. And we pray blessings upon our lives, Lord God. That we will worship you and follow you in the name of Jesus. We pray healing upon our bodies right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that didn't make it today from being sick. Heal them in the name of Jesus. We pray healing upon them wherever they're at. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Cry out to God. Worthy is the Lamb. Our holy Lord. Our holy Lord. We're not worthy, but you love us, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We say yes to your will, Lord God. We pray your spirit upon your people, Lord God. Begin to show them, Lord God. Begin to give them instructions, Lord God. Begin to move, Lord God. You are holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Provide in our lives, Lord God. Produce miracles in our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are a miracle God. You are holy, Lord God. Sing to him. God, you are holy. God Almighty. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord God. You are holy. You are holy. Feel His presence right now in the name of Jesus. Feel His presence on your body right now in the name of Jesus. It's fire in the name of Jesus. Healing, provision, direction in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Keep on standing. I'm going to pray out of here. Amen. God, thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your awesome word this morning, Lord God. We thank you for everything that you have stored for us, Lord God. We thank you for our blessings that are waiting for our lives, Lord God. Lord God, show us how to get in and walk into our blessings, Lord God. Show us how to live the life of Christ, Lord God, a godly life. Show us how to be the men and women that you would have us to be, Lord God. Give us the direction, Lord God. Give us the understanding, Lord God. Give us the anointing, Lord God. Give us your spirit, Lord God. And that wherever we may show the love of Christ, Lord God. Because somebody else might be hurting, Lord God. And we might be that one to provide for them, Lord God. We might be that provision that they need in their lives, Lord God. And vice versa, Lord God. If somebody's a provision, then have those people that need to be in our lives come into our lives, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you that, and we want you to reject the people that we don't need around us. Take them away from us, Lord God. If they are stopping us from our blessings and our provisions, Lord God, take them away, Lord God. And I know that we will make good new friends, good friends, wherever, Lord God, but that you provide the people that we need in our lives, Lord God. And that we take the directions that we need, Lord God, in our jobs, in our marriages, in our homes, with our kids, Lord God. That you will lead us, Lord God, so that you may call us blessed, so that our house may be blessed, so that our families will be blessed, so that Buckeye will be blessed, Lord God. Change our ways, Lord God, so we may help some people and not just ourselves, but that we may help and tell them how good you are. Invite them to church. We give you all the glory, Lord God. We give you all the praise. Lord, keep everybody safe as they leave this place. And let them have a blessed time with you. Let them keep praising and worshiping you even as they sleep, Lord God. We thank you in your precious name. Amen. Amen.